be here tonight.
Amen.
Appreciate the privilege that they have to come together again to worship the Lord, to serve Him with all of our hearts. We're the most privileged people that God would shine on our hearts and reveal His way to us, so we can understand how to serve Him better.
Right, amen.
We know that the prophet God said the only way that we can ever understand His word is to understand His nature. And that's where so many people have such a difficult time, as the word of God's expressed in each age. It's part of His characteristics that's displayed.
They're not actually born under that. Why?
There's no way that they can understand His nature.
Right.
But as God unfolds His word and unfolds His nature to those that are born of that nature, then they can be identified with it.
Right.
That's why we've got to have a word birth for this
Amen.
Day.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Just a Pentecostal experience or a Baptist experience or a Methodist will never do it.
That's right.
It takes the word of this house
Amen.
To make that experience.
Amen.
Lord, I've been busy here and there. Till life's burdens and all its pleasures have crowded out my prayer. I know I've been neglectful, Lord, but You know where I've been. Would You let me heal Your spirit in my heart again? Lord, turn tonight to the book of Matthew chapter 19. Brother Lewis said he was real glad that I was preaching tonight. I was standing outside walking up and down the floor. They were wringing my hands and thought, I hope you still listen when I get in. And everybody else. Tonight and in the morning, the Lord willing, we'd like to study on marriage and divorce.
Amen.
Come on, man. I know that's one of the most treacherous subjects you can deal with, this message outside of predestination, of course. But I think that we should be far enough along in the truth of the Word that we can take what has been spoken.
Right.
And I think that most of us can see and be identified with what the Lord has done in this day. And I found the most difficult part with people in accepting the full revelation of the Word is preconceived ideas that they brought with them from somewhere else.
Yeah.
Either from Baptist or Methodist or Pentecost or under some message preacher that didn't have full light when he was preaching to them.
Right.
And many people, you know, we believe this and this, period. But with God, you believe this and this and comma and whatever more He'll reveal and grace and whatever more He'll reveal. In His Word, of course.
Right.
And yet, that's where so many have such a difficult time. I got a letter this week from a dear brother that was criticizing me on preaching predestination the way I do. And he said, by preaching predestination the way I preach it, it's Trinitarianism. I've never heard it quite that way, but I've been called quite a few things before. The same brother called me a dragon and a beast and a few other things, choice words. But nevertheless, it's you know, it's because people just don't understand.
Yeah.
They just fail to die to the old system. And to be born of the word of the hour. I don't care how many quotes you saw them, they can sit right there and look at it and still not see it. Because God can hide Himself in this word and not a theologian in the world can find it.
Right.
Amen. If God has chosen to reveal Himself to you, you ought to be the most happy person in the world. Nobody can teach it to you.
That's right. Amen.
Let me tell you something, friend. Even the teaching of Jesus, He couldn't get it over to the disciples until they got the Holy Ghost.
Right. Amen.
You can sit under the greatest message teacher in this message and still not have the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
But once you've got it,
hallelujah,
then you can understand. Matthew chapter 19, and we'll begin reading verse 3. The Pharisees also came unto Him, tempting Him, and saying unto Him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? And He answered and said unto them, have you not read that He which made them at the beginning? Now notice where Jesus is pointing back to.
Right.
Have you not read that He which made them at the beginning made them male and female? Now, of course, this is singular pairs. Male and female. And He said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together.
Yes,
now not some man, not some backslidden preacher, some drunken magistrate, but what God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. They say unto Him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery, and whosoever marrieth her which is put away, doth commit adultery. Lord Jesus, we thank You tonight, Father, for Your precious Word. I pray, Lord, that You would anoint us tonight, Lord, that we can receive. May Your Spirit, Father, break every traditional thought that would hold over our hearts. Heavenly Father, I pray for the elected, and they're the only ones that can sit anyhow. May the Spirit of Jesus Christ go in the Word tonight and break every tradition around our hearts and our thoughts, that we can receive the message of the hour. Since the opening of the seven seals, every mystery of God is to be revealed. Help us, Father, not because of scarecrows and false teachers, but help us that we can accept the truth of the Word of God. Grant it to our hearts tonight, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Amen. And we probably won't get done tonight. Maybe in the morning we'll finish it up. And again, we may not get done in the morning. We may just have to do it again next week. But I don't want to be in any hurry. Now, it's hard for me to get into double low because my ratio is so high. Generally, even when I get in double low, I'm higher than most. Now, that doesn't mean I'm better or anything. It just means my ratio, the way I'm geared. But tonight, I'm going to try to be grandma, if I can, and get it a little slower. I think that, you know, as the people of God, we want to know everything that God has revealed in this hour.
Amen.
Now, I've never dealt with marriage and divorce here at the church as far as the subject. And I've been studying on it for quite some time, and it wasn't because I didn't know where I stood, but I just waiting on the Lord because I think there's a right time to deal with things.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And most generally, you know, when you go to mention marriage and divorce, folks get absolutely scared to death. And I thought, well, maybe I'll deal with it on Wednesday night when there's not many visitors, because about every Saturday night and Sunday morning, we always have visitors. And, you know, so many people misunderstand what you say, and they run off and say you said this when you didn't say that, and say you said this and said the other. I have so many tales told on it now, it's kind of exciting to wait to hear what the next one's going to be anyway. But, you know, I think that as the people of God, if we claim to believe the message and we claim to be mature, then we should be able to accept what has been said.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I want to let you know tonight that there's no way that you can take everything that Brother Branham ever said on marriage and divorce. You cannot take every statement and every quote and make it all line up and say the same thing. Because he said himself in Question and Answers 1964, 8:30-64 in the morning service,
right.
He said, just this morning, God finished up for me the mystery of marriage and divorce.
Right.
Now, he also said in 1963, I believe it was the third Exodus in June, which had been probably June the 30th, I think. He said, now, someday, he said, I kept on in my bed last night. I couldn't sleep. Kept on rolling the bed, turning, tossing back and forth. Something speaking to me and said, preach that marriage and divorce.
Right.
And he said, whenever he reveals more to me,
yeah,
I'm going to preach it. Now, even in the marriage and divorce tape, we find that Brother Branham said, now, I didn't know that till just the other day.
Right.
So the mysteries of marriage and divorce, the complete mystery. Now, there was things that he saw way back before the seals ever opened. We know that. But yet, because it was tied into the serpent's seed and into the original sin, and because it laid underneath the revealing of the truth, he could not see it until the book become completely open.
Right.
And remember, friend, even the prophet of God was preaching from a closed book until the Lamb come and took the book in his hand, loosed the seven seals, then the Bible became a new book for him. Now, we know that, you know, a lot of folks have a problem with that because they don't believe in progressive revelation, but yet, just listen to what he said, and he'll tell you the same thing. Now, we know that there's two schools of thought on marriage and divorce. In paragraph 66 here, I'd like to read it to you. He says, now, there's two schools of thought on marriage and divorce, and one of them is, it says that a man can only be married once unless his wife is dead. Now, that's one school of thought. That's one of the questions. But you go to following that,
right,
and you go overboard.
Right. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Where's where most message people still stand today?
Uh-huh.
Now, that's one school of thought.
Yeah.
That a man can only be married once unless his wife is dead. Now, certain ministers stood behind this pulpit here a few weeks ago, and he said that he got really excited. Some of y'all even said amen. It wasn't even truth. He got all excited and said that Jesus married all the other church ages after they were dead. That's not true. He put them away in divorcement. He didn't wait till they were dead and marry another, but some of y'all was real excited and wouldn't even listen to what was being said and screamed out amen to something that wasn't even right. So you need to be careful what you say amen to. Makes no difference how excited the man is. Be sure you catch him what he said before you swallow that amen, because amen means so be it.
Yeah.
Now, one school of thought is then that a man can only be married once unless his companion is dead. And it says, now you're going to following that and you go overboard. As says, the next one is that if the wife or the husband, either one, commits adultery, either one of them can be put away and married again, but you find yourself overboard with that.
That's right, amen.
So then now we have two schools of thought. One of them is that a man
that's his wife's dead. Which is probably where most of y'all fit tonight. Well, it's what I've always believed. Guess what? You're wrong.
Right, amen.
You're in that school of thought.
Yeah, no,
you're going southeast.
Yeah.
Now, this other group here is going northeast. Yeah. I don't want southeast or northeast.
Right.
I want east.
Right, amen.
Now, listen to what he says. So, you see, it's neither southeast or northeast.
Right.
We want directly east.
Right.
You run out of scripture when you go this way,
right.
And you run out of scripture when you go this way. But we want to know where scripture meets scripture.
Right.
It takes more than a pastor. It takes more than an evangelist.
Amen.
To be able to put the revelation or scripture meets scripture together, it takes a prophet.
Yes.
I don't care how good a man can preach, if he's an evangelist or if he's a pastor, the word does not come to the pastor.
Amen.
The word does not come.
Right.
The word does not come to a fireball evangelist.
Right.
It comes to the prophet.
Right.
So it takes the prophet to reveal it.
Right.
I said, we want to know where scripture meets scripture and know what's the truth of it. Each takes a different way but failed to bring the correct answer.
Yeah.
But there still must be an answer.
Yes.
Now, you know, I've been told by brothers that say that the prophet of God said he wished he would have never preached marriage and divorce. I don't believe that. When I hear him say it was one of the mysteries that had to be revealed in the end time, listen, my friend, personal testimonies is all right. But Jesus Christ never left us a personal testimony to get us to heaven. He never said, I'll leave this man and this man, I'll tell this man and this man. He left us tapes and books and the Bible. We have a vindicated past to go to heaven. We're not waiting and chanting on some man's memory. Well, I think he might have told me this, so now I don't have to go to that. We've got the vindicated word of the hour. Something that God proved. If you know it's the truth. Now that those two schools of thought is where that most people draw from, and when they listen to marriage and divorce, they listen under the influence of that school. So they hear from the marriage and divorce tape and any other places in the message, they hear from that under that influence. Now you said under a certain pastor's teaching, and if that pastor believes one certain way, you are trained, even in your subconscious, and many times don't even realize it, and you will pick out things that you're under the headship of that pastor, and you'll overlook truths that are laying there because your head's a man and not God. But if the Holy Ghost is your teacher and your leader, whether or not the pastor understands it, whether or not the pastor even believes it, if God said it, your Holy Ghost believes it. Don't. I doubt your Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Now, one's southeast, one's northeast. Now, this is amazing to me. When Brother Branham preached this message, Marriage and Divorce, 1965, of course, he was in a school auditorium. Now, it was such an overflow crowd that they had people on one side and people on another side, and Brother Branham had a curtain in the middle. Now, he was standing like in between. There was a building here and one like over to this side, and some of them couldn't see him and some of them could. It's amazing to me. To me, it's a parallel. And here was one school of thought and another school of thought, and another man was standing right in the middle and saying, you're both wrong.
Yeah.
Now, you imagine what a responsibility. We think sometimes it's hard on us just believing what's been said and preaching what's been said. How would you like to be the man that brought it? It's been said for now 25 or 30 years, but here stood a man that nobody else had even said it, and he knew where he stood with God.
Yes.
Knowing that people would hate him from here on out, despise him, cast him out, call him a false prophet and everything else.
Yes.
But he had thus said the Lord.
Yes.
He didn't fear. He preaches a message in the opening of this series of meetings here in Jeffersonville on Wednesday night. Before they went to the school, he preaches a message on a man running from the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And the theme of that whole message was facing up to the responsibility.
Yeah.
Now he says, I've got a message and I'm duty bound to God. And he said, I've come back this time to deal with this treacherous stuff they call marriage and divorce.
Amen.
So here was Brother Branham facing the issue. I've got to deal with it.
Right.
I've got to do it. He said, then if the ministers don't want it, it's up to them. He said, these is for the people that follows this
message. Yes.
Well, he says, only for Brandon Tabernacle is for those that follow this message.
Yeah.
Now, since there's those two schools of thought, we have to look at them and see them. that most people draw their concept from either or both of those schools.
Right.
Now, they either stick to the one side or the other, or they try to incorporate, which many people have done, they try to incorporate into their own thinking under that. Now, we found out the very reason marriage and divorce is such a question is because it is the original sin.
Amen.
That's where it lays,
yeah,
the original sin.
Right.
Now, before God, knowing everything that would ever be, ever fly, ever flee, and ever gnat, and everything else that would ever be on the earth, God had to make a way and a provision to where He could display all that was in Him. So He could not make the woman. Now, I know we've been over this, and surely we all believe it. The woman was not in the original creation of God. Now, sisters, nothing against you tonight. You can't help being a woman. But yet the woman herself, the human woman, female, was not in the original creation of God. And the very reason she was that God could display His attributes.
Right. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
That's exactly right. Amen. Now, Jesus here, He said, from the beginning, it was not so.
Amen.
So let us go back and look at the beginning.
Yeah.
What was at the beginning? One pair of everything.
That's right.
Right.
One male horse, one female. One male cow, one female. One male dog, one female. One male rooster, one female hen. Everything was absolutely in a pair because it was under the first covenant from the beginning. And it says, Jesus said, you're in paragraph 91. He said, Jesus said, go back to the beginning. There was only one pair of anything on earth. There was one Adam and one Eve. And they were joined by God alone. One female horse and one male. One female parent and one male. At the beginning, He told us to go back there, and He said there was only one pair of anything. That's it, paragraph 94. As it is here, the beginning that Jesus spoke of, at the beginning, God made one male and one female. Now, when the female horse, not the female dog, but the woman, broke the continuity of the Word.
Right.
The woman,
right.
Not the man.
Right.
Broke the covenant. She broke the covenant. Why? Because she stepped across the border of God's Word.
Amen.
God gave her the Word to keep. And she didn't keep it. She actually couldn't keep it because she was a hybrid.
Right.
Amen. Now, we know that then the woman, because of what she did, then at the beginning, what was at the beginning? When time began, when it broke an eternity into time. Then at the beginning, God made male and female, male and female, male and female. Now they were actually co-equal under one covenant. But once the woman listened to the lie of the devil, and Satan began to move upon her and design her thinking, design her behavior, then it pulled her out from under the headship of her husband.
Amen.
Satan is her designer.
Amen.
You ever think of it in this day? We got designer jeans.
Right.
Designer purses.
Right.
Designer dresses.
Right.
Designer blouses.
Amen.
Designer.
Right.
Who by? The devil.
Right.
And it don't make them look more modest.
Amen.
It makes them look more sexy.
Amen.
I'm going to complain. I hope you don't get embarrassed. Who is it? Is it God?
No.
It was God that covered them up.
Right.
After she did what it is, exposing her nudity because of disbelieving the Word, it was God that covered them up.
Amen.
Right. Let me tell you, young girl, something. You being a woman, it's placed before you. You have the ability to take what you are as a female and either be a whore with it or be a genuine woman.
Right, amen.
But it's ours up to you. And Satan will work on you.
Right.
You cannot keep from being a woman. You cannot change your looks as far as that. You cannot say, well, I'm going to be a man. No, you can't do that. You're a woman. But yet you can control what you do with it.
Right.
Why do you think Satan's all the time like our young girls wanting to cut their hair off and paint their face up and put on a pair of breeches? What's the first thing one of our girls want to do when they get out of church? Cut their hair, bob their hair, wear makeup, and piece of hell. Brothers, the sisters have got a whole lot more to overcome than you did.
That's right.
And she's made to where that she really has a battle with a lot of them, more than others. But yet here at the beginning, it was not that way. At the beginning, it was one man, one woman, one parent, one male, female, male, female, male, female, male, female. But whenever another male was introduced onto the scene, incarnated by satanic power, then it introduced adultery.
Amen.
To the woman.
Amen.
To the woman.
Yeah.
Not the man. Amen. The serpent couldn't go anyplace else but to her.
Right.
Couldn't go to the female dog. Couldn't go to the female horse. Couldn't go to the female cow. Come on, church. There's only one place he could go. Every other female was in the original creation. Except her. Now, I know this is kind of hard when you look at it and think that, you know, as you mentioned Satan being our designer, everybody's eyes get real big. But yet, here in paragraph 121, the prophet says, in the human race, the woman, it's the woman that's the prettiest, not the man. If he is, there's something wrong. There's crossed up seed somewhere. Amen. Now he said, why was it done? To deceive. Her desire, Satan, is still working on it. I dare you, I challenge you, to go back, some of you that graduated from high school some 25, 30 years ago, get your books out and look at it. Look at the women then. Look at them even when he preached this in 1965. And look at them now in 1991. If you don't believe this is the truth, just take and look at pictures of them. And see how the women are increasing in beauty. Don't you realize the more beautiful they get, the closer we're coming to the end? Satan, her designer, is still working on her too. Even those that aren't so fair, he said, by makeup and by all these things that they do in this hour, by false and operations and all kinds of things, they can take a woman that looks like she's been hit in the face with a truck, and by the time they get done with her, she looks pretty, but what is she on the inside? And sisters, there's nothing wrong with you looking nice and pretty. You ought to look the best as you can, and according to the Scripture, that yet there ought to be something on the inside to match that pretty on the outside. God is not looking for the most beautiful church. God is not looking for every hair in place. He's not looking for the most beautiful people. But God is looking for the character of the vindicated word of the hour. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. Let me stop here for just a moment. Did you know the first destruction internationally of the world was because of pretty women? When the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair. Well, that's Genesis 6, that's the Bible. When the sons of God saw the daughters of men, Cain, and they said, boy, them's pretty women. And they married them. They crossed the sea, crossed the bloodline. That says, have you noticed the increase of beauty in this day? I've seen the picture of Pearl O'Brien, which is supposed to be the prettiest woman in the nation at one time. And there isn't a teenage girl in the school but what would outshadow her when it comes to beauty. The increase of the beauty of women is showing the time of deception. The increase of the beauty of women is showing the time of deception. Look how much it's speeded up since 65. You, some of you brothers, is 25, 30, 40 years old. You remember going to your school, one pretty girl and all the boys that hang around her. But now look at it. What is it? It's a sign of the end time. Don't you realize, friend? And you mean the girl will say, misunderstand. Oh, Brother Donnie's trying to be hard on us. No, I'm not. I'm trying to keep you out of hell. Well, I want to be pure. I want to have a good time. Go ahead and burn in the lake of fire if that's what you want to do.
Amen.
Because that's exactly where it takes. There's nothing that can stoop like her. She is designed so that she can be deceived.
Amen.
And Satan is really working on her today.
because He is her designer.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
He is her designer. Oh, sisters. Don't you see why you've got to have a new birth? There's not a creature on the face of the earth that is easy to deceive as a woman.
That's right.
Now, you sisters tonight that are born in the Spirit of God, whenever these things, the prophet's not talking about you if you're born again when he talks about immoral women. Because if you're born again, you're not immoral no more. But yet, being that you are under that species of the female, it places you that you are no longer under co-equalness with your husband.
Right.
But because he did what she did, you can't help what she did no more than I can help what Adam did.
Right.
But I am still suffering the brunt of what he did.
Right.
He sold out my birthright.
Right.
He sold out my inheritance. Just like Eve did yours.
Yeah.
Now he says, you go right back to the beginning. Who started to work on her? Adam or Satan? God or Satan?
Yeah.
So see, that's her designer.
Yeah.
Now, here she is in the Garden of Eden all by herself. Satan, through this beast, comes up, begins to talk to her. Now, we know that Satan did not create her. He is not a creator.
Right?
Right. But Satan began to talk to her and teach her how to use what she had.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, you're pretty, the prophet said. He told us, you're just made for this. You understand.
That's right.
God didn't give her a lockjaw where she'd eat an apple.
Amen.
God punished where she was guilty.
Yeah.
I'll multiply thy sorrow and thy conception.
Yeah.
Not lockjaw, not pull your teeth.
Amen.
He punished her where she was guilty.
Right.
Amen, church.
Yes, sir.
Now watch. He's her designer and is her chief weapon to throw men to her filth, being a pretty woman. She can sway a man any way she wants to. Look how many preachers have been ruined in this hour by a pretty woman.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you this. If a man claims he's got the Holy Ghost, he ought to be stronger than a whole parcel of pretty women. I don't care how pretty they are. If there's something down inside of him and he's tied to the Holy Ghost, he ought to, that power of God inside of him ought to be stronger than all the beautiful women in the world. But listen, young men, old men, every one of us, there's got to be something down inside of there, because if there's not, my friend, somewhere down the road, something will get you. That's why it takes more than, yes, I believe the message of the devil can say the same thing. It's not confessing it just with your mouth. It's being born of the Spirit of God under the influence of the Word, because they are constantly increasing in beauty. Why? So they can sit around and look at themselves.
Bait!
You drive through Johnson City tonight, Jonesboro, Elizabeth, find how many young girls all over the street sitting around in cars and all that. Brother Phil, there's no way you'd ever convince them they're bait for hell. I say, young girl, you're using your body as a bait for the devil. And I want you to know, sir, I'm a Baptist or a Methodist or whatever. I go, I'm going to church in the morning, and sitting there dressed in a pair of jeans, skin tight. What, where did she get that desire to do that?
Right.
Her mother, way back yonder, was inspired by the designer.
Amen.
God could never make her do that.
And
be just. It'd be unbecoming to his justice to make such a creature as her.
Right.
So he puts her in a place to where this designer can go to work on her.
Uh-huh.
Then he begins to tell her she was all woman. All woman, we know. Brother Ben said she was all woman and beautiful woman and all that. And so your God made her, after he done quit creating for years, God made her, and then here comes the devil and begins. Now he goes to working on her thoughts, working on her abilities. What for? So she can deceive Adam.
Amen.
Well, the Bible says he wasn't deceived. No, he wasn't by the devil. But the prophet of God said right here he was deceived by her beauty.
Amen.
By her.
Amen.
He
devil didn't receive it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't say good, did it? Well, that's all right. It's okay. I ain't going to read it to you because I just want you to wonder if that's if he said it or not. Now, he said, it's your chief weapon. Brother, it ain't the bootleg joint down there that gets the man. It's the pretty woman walking down the street twisting herself,
right,
half-dressed.
Yeah, amen.
Where did she find out twisting had an effect on men?
Uh-huh.
Where did she find out that men like short skirts with splits up the back real tight where you could see her hips every time she moved?
Uh-huh. Right. Man.
Oh, boy, some of our young girls think they're so cute and they're free. No, honey, you're bound and you don't know how much. They don't realize how bound they are. You're not free.
That's right.
Demons of hell are using you as bait as you would bait a rat trap. And you would take a piece of cheese and put it on a mouse trap to catch a mouse.
Right. Man.
So Satan tries to bait up our women and this our young girls.
Yeah.
Take their body and pour them in them skirts, pour them in them breeches, pour them in them old blouses that's loose and see everything under, and put them on a track to hell.
Yeah. Amen.
They think they're free. They're not free.
Right.
They're bound by demons and put on a track to beat sons of God to hell.
That's right. Right. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Free. Oh, why don't you all get away from that old church that teaches that stuff and come to our church? We're free. No. They're not free. Eve thought she's really finding out what freedom was. Look here at what I found out. Look what it caused. Every baby born blind.
That's right.
Every baby born with crippling diseases.
Yes, sir.
She come out from behind the Word.
That's right.
Lord Jesus.
That's right.
Oh, my. It's the pretty woman walking down the street twisting herself half dressed. That's the deceiver. And she's deadly with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely deadly. You may question me about Satan being her design. Now, we're still talking about marriage and divorce.
Yeah.
But it's the truth. Satan designed her. And he still does it.
Yes.
Now, is Satan going up and reworking women's face and the shape of their body? Huh? Is Satan creating? Is he in this building tonight creating more beautiful women? So he works on the mind, thoughts.
Right.
And he works on that beauty that they have, being pretty. Or if they're not so pretty, he tells them how they can be made pretty.
Yeah.
And see what you did. You cut that old hair. Go down there and get you a permanent, kink it all up. Lose you some weight. And wire this and wire that. Oh, you can really be pretty. You'll really get you a boyfriend. Then what kind would he be?
Right. Yeah.
If that's what you have to do to get a boyfriend, I wouldn't want one of them outfits.
Right.
Come on, church.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're free. Yeah, about like a coon dog on the end of a log chain. They're not free. Spirits is motivated. Many of them get up and put on them clothes and don't realize it's a prostitute spirit. They think they're so pretty, but they kept on. How good they look in their designer jeans, with their designer high heels, with their designer blouse, with their designer this, their designer that. Oh, designer Satan! Some homosexual pervert sitting out there in California showing it out, showing how it would display the woman's body. Oh, friend, that's not my God's doing. But it's the same devil that worked on the first woman in the beginning. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Let me prove to you in the scripture here that she's not in the original creation. I think we all know it, but just in case there's somebody here that doesn't. Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Now watch what the scripture said. If we believe this to be the word of God, And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. One species. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Now let's turn over. And we'll go down to the same chapter, verse number 21. Of course, God sees in verse 18 that's not good for man to be alone, so he said he'd make him the helpmeet. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh and said thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Now God had already created in the original creation his son. Then, afterwards, he creates the woman. But now in the animal kingdom, he did do it that way.
Male and female.
In the bird kingdom, male and female. In the fish, male and female. But in man, male. Stop.
Right.
Oh, now imagine what the devil thought. What's he doing?
Yeah.
Here's an interruption.
That's right.
In the program. You look out there at the fish, male and female. Look at the birds, male and female. Look at the animals, male and female.
Yeah.
But here, just male, no female.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ah, what's this? God's made pairs and everything else. Then, sometime later, then he opens up the side of Adam and takes out the woman. Now, then through that, Satan seeing his way of injecting because he couldn't create.
Right.
Let there be. God limited him on that. He couldn't do it.
Right.
So then he takes the interruption of the original word and through the interruption of the broken continuity, he takes and uses that. My friend, when you and I interrupt the continuity of God's word, that's what Satan's looking for in your life. Whenever you say, well, I believe everything you said, except that's exactly what Satan's looking for. When something comes out and you said, amen, something else comes out, amen, something else comes out, amen, something else, well, I don't know about that, that's exactly what Satan wants. The broken continuity. It wasn't the female dog, the female cat, the female bear, the female lion, but when the continuity of God's creation by the word stopped.
Amen.
There's where Satan can take it.
That's right.
Now that's what the scripture said, right?
Amen.
God made him, then he made her. Is that the Bible?
Amen.
Right? Now, let's read a couple more places here. You're not bored, are you?
No.
Let me do this. Paragraph 158. Now he says, then again, why was she designed this way? Not like other females. I don't want to embarrass you tonight, but this is what he said, so I'm going to preach it.
Yeah.
Why was the woman designed so and not like other females? No other females was designed like that. They're not today. Not being that way. Now, why did he not make this female then a woman like other females? So she would have to be the same way. Then she would have her husband. They would live. young boys and young girls here. But you know the animal has to come to a certain time of the year for its mate. But a woman, it's any time. Now you know some understand what I'm talking about. Why did he do that? All other animals, all of the species, a certain time of year, once a year for her babies, not for pleasure. But when it comes to her, here is the broken continuity of the unfolding of the pattern of God.
Right.
Here is the area that God, see, because if God would have created her like he did the rest, Satan would not have a hole that he could put his foot in.
Right.
But God, knowing that if he had put everything through that of spoken words, original creation, that then no way for Satan to ever touch
her. Right.
So he makes it and puts it out like this and puts her out that way to where that the interruption of nature and the continuity of it all, then it makes a way that now here's something everything else Satan couldn't use. Couldn't use female dog, couldn't use female bear, female deer, couldn't do it. Couldn't even use the spoken word son. But when he found that broken continuity of the pattern,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He said, oh, there it is. There it is. That's what I can use.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, my. You see daylight? But with a woman, it's any time. Now, why did he make her like this? Now, God could have made the woman to where that one time a year, she would have come to where she could have her babies.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Then, if it had been that way, then she'd have been back under the continuity of the Word, and Satan would have had nothing at all he could have ever come through. Right. Nothing he could ever use. Because it would have placed it back under the unfolding of the continuity of the Word. It would have been back in the original creation. But God projects this one thing down there that is from the broken continuity of the Word and makes her to work any time. Amen. Now watch this great program unfold. As we go on through this, it's just as perfect as it can be. I didn't know this till the other day.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know this till the other day.
Amen.
Why didn't he make her like that in the beginning, like the rest of females? Because it would be unbecoming
right
to him.
Amen.
Right.
He's the fountain of all purity.
Amen.
And that's the reason he had to let Satan get a hold of her.
Amen.
He could not make her this way, the way she can be now.
Right.
There's no way. It would be unbecoming to him,
right,
such a creature of purity.
Right. Amen.
To make the woman as she is today. So he puts her from the broken continuity of the Word, places her out there, and lets Satan. Remember one time in the scripture whenever the word of the prophet had to be fulfilled?
Yes, sir.
And remember Brother Lonnie went to us and every year with us? How did those, they said, how are we going to make the word of the prophet come to pass? And one said on this man, and one said on the, but a lying spirit come up out of hell and said, I'll go down and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all the false prophets. And God said, go. And God permitted that spirit, though evil and demonic, to help fulfill his word. Now here is the woman. God could not make her as she is in her present condition. It would be unbecoming to God to make such a creature.
Right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Now listen, sister, when I talk about this, I'm not telling you she's born again. God's not ashamed of you.
Amen.
Amen. He's not ashamed of you if you've got the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Amen. No. I'm talking about one of these streetwalkers out here in the street.
Right.
It'd be unbecoming of God to make one of these Hollywood strip teams.
Right.
It'd be unbecoming to God to make one of these movie stars that lives with ever a man coming and going. He
right
couldn't make such a creature.
That's right.
He'd be unbecoming to his judgment to do such a thing.
Amen.
So he can make her and put her on that basis, and then Satan can come and design her thoughts and design her character and design the way she moves and her sex control and the use of her shape.
Amen.
They said it would be unbecoming to him because he's the fountain of all purity. That's the reason he had to let Satan get a hold of her and what he done in the perversion. Such a creature would not be becoming to him. It would not be becoming to him. Originally designed for. There's no way. It would be unbecoming to God to make such a thing.
Right.
As the women are in this day, the immorality.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
It'd be unbecoming. There's no way he could do it. So he puts her on a basis for the gym where that he puts her out there, and then Satan comes around, and oh my, Satan thinks, oh, he's really pulling something on God. No. Well, I'll tell you, he ain't pulling nothing on God. Because you see, God knew what he would do. And God just permitted Satan to be turned loose on her. To where he would use that it would absolutely help God display himself. Brother Bannon said, why then, Brother Bannon, would he make such a creature for his own good pleasure?
Right, amen.
Right. Amen. Watch it now. Paragraph 172. Now he says, let's read this one here, it's awful good. Paragraph 168. An immoral woman is the lowest thing that can be thought of.
Right.
Amen.
An immoral woman.
Yeah.
Good. An immoral woman is the lowest thing that can be thought.
Right.
She's lower than a slut dog.
Right.
Now that's message terminology.
Yeah.
She's lower than an old sow pig.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
Yes, sir.
Because that old sow don't have a soul.
That's right.
That old dog don't have a soul. She don't know different, Brother Ernie. She goes out there running around through the community. She comes in at a certain time. Every male dog out there get with her. She don't know no different.
Right.
She's only going because it's that time. She's made for that. She's in the original. But a woman run around and let every man in the country live with her. Oh, God, that's the lowest thing on the earth.
Right.
Why? Because she has a soul and knows better.
Right.
Well, what does she do? She get pregnant, she just go down to somewhere and let somebody cut it out, have an abortion.
Yeah.
So she can go do it again.
Yeah.
Practice birth control where she can run around and have parties and have all kinds of sex parties and get drunk and smoke dope and do all kinds of things. Oh my, she's having a good time. She's a slave to the devil.
Yeah.
She's a piece of cheese on a mousetrap trying to beat men to hell.
Right.
Even, oh, they're free. They're not free. They don't know what freedom is.
Right.
Oh, friend, watch this. What a difference in this day, of deception. Instead of him, man, being her ruler, she has become his God. She rules him. Now, you can probably well understand what I've been hitting at. He said, I don't rule my husband. That's God. They don't just put him down, Brother Donnie. No, but listen how they rule. By her beauty and her sex control. Her shape that was given to her by Satan. The byproduct, she's sent to deceive sons of God. She can sway more of the hell than any other instrument that Satan has got.
Right.
Oh, sisters, listen. If you ever run to Calvary, you better run with all your heart.
Amen.
Not just the sisters, but the brothers too.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Listen, friend, this ain't something to laugh at.
No,
this is not something to play with. This ain't just downtown Baptist Methodist Church of God. This is inside the ranks of our message.
Right, amen.
Why? Because many people are afraid to stand up and preach it to let the people know where they stand.
Amen.
Oh, God, help us tonight that we can see the hour we're in.
Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Paragraph 181, he says, you see the teenage queens, they call them, these strip teases out on the street. You used to have to go to some vulgar show on the side that says strip tease. Just open your eyes, look out on the street. That's all you have to do. The whole thing is a strip tease. What do they do it for? Now, no matter what they say, here's what a vindicated prophet of God said they're doing it for. To tantalize.
Yeah.
Amen.
And to tempt.
Amen.
To tantalize.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Tempt.
Amen.
That's the only thing she can do it for. She does it because she's filthy.
Uh-huh.
Young girls, hear me tonight? Go ahead and put your tight blue jeans on. You're doing it to tempt, penalize, because you're filthy.
Right, amen.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You old women wear them see-through vests, and the prophet of God said it's as bad as a bikini.
Right, amen.
Wear your blouse at the top of your dress so low when you bend over, your top part shows. That's a shame.
Right.
Splits up the back, up the side, up the front. Don't you realize, sister, that's a filthy spit? Don't do it for comfort. Oh, it's cool. It's cool, Brother Honey, when it gets hot. Some poor old idiot man. I seen him the other day, about 45 degrees. He had to run around with a pair of shorts on and a sweatshirt on top and a pair of shorts on the bottom. How perverted this age is. She's becoming more like him. He's becoming more like her. Big old hairy legs, look like a big horse running around there with a big pair of shorts on. Oh, you big sissy. He could have probably punched me one time, knocked my head from off my shoulders. But God don't look at the size of muscles to measure a man. Come on, church. Hold up a version. To tantalize, to tempt, that's the only thing she does it for, because she's filthy. She does it because she's made that way. And she don't realize that she is an instrument in the hands of Satan.
Right,
man. An instrument in the hands of Satan. That's why she can't preach.
Right.
That's why she used to be subject.
Amen.
Before, her and her husband was on the same covenant.
Amen.
Not no more.
Amen.
I don't care how much women's rights and women's liberations.
Yeah.
They can preach all they want to. They can come out here and boycott our church. I'll preach it just as hard when they get done boycotting as when they start. Because they're boycotting and not girl cotton, I guarantee you.
Amen.
Amen. I don't care how much of what is it it's safe. Trying to pull the woman back up on an equal basis before the millennium. In the millennium and the new earth, all these things of divorce and all these things of polygamy and all, it will not be there then. Because her sin will be recompensed and a just God will bring man and woman back to her place. Glory. Hallelujah. Can I have a couple more minutes and we'll stop? Praise be to God. All right, now then, we have Jesus said that at the beginning it was not so. So at the beginning we see one male, one female, one male, one female. That was at the beginning. But now, after this woman did what she did, now we've got another dispensation.
Right, right.
It's not now at the beginning. Now.
Right, right, amen.
Amen.
What's this? Paragraph 192, he says, He made her for man, not man for her. Do you know that? Woman was made for man and not man for woman. The Bible teaches that, all right? She was given a place in man before the fall. Equal overall creation.
Right.
Amen.
My. But after. But after.
Right.
Amen. But after the fall. Now here we bring the subject up. After the fall, he was her ruler.
Yeah.
You see, sister, that's why some of y'all have such a hard time. Some of you sisters, that probably whenever you was younger and you're single and you worked out on your own, that's one reason I always try to warn the young girls here, is because lots of times you get an independent spirit on you.
Yeah.
And even when you become married, you've had your own money, your own car, you bought your own clothes, whatever you want to do, you've done it. And then after you become married, a lot of them still have that same spirit on them.
Yeah.
And they still want to say, this is my money. I work for it.
Yeah.
But the husband says, look, you, if you're going to buy a pair of shoes, ask me first what I ask you for. I work for it.
Amen.
That's an independent spirit. It's not under the hips.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory. Yeah. Hallelujah. Y'all went down. Amen. But now, after the fall, she loses that equality under one
she is put under the headship of her husband, and then he has one covenant and she has another.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Now after the fall, he was her ruler. She must keep silence in all matters.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Oh. Surely he did.
Sure did.
It must be a mystery, man.
Right?
She must keep silent in all matters after the original beginning is over.
Right.
See, now we're not living under the dispensation of the original beginning.
Right, right.
Now it's after
Amen.
The beginning.
Right, yes, sir.
After
right.
the beginning. Jesus said it wasn't so from the beginning. That's when time began.
Yeah.
Amen.
When God made first in His original creation. All understand, say amen. In the beginning, God created just one male, one female. But then the woman was made different from all other animals for deception.
Yeah.
Amen.
It wasn't so from the beginning, and if she'd have stayed in the original creation, she would have never had to fall, but she caused the fall and the interruption that broke the whole continuity of God. Now notice now, after the beginning, after the beginning, after time began back in what was eternity, now after the fall, there is a need for another covenant.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 Another covenant. Now, the covenant was co-equal, but now, after the fall, there's another covenant made.
Right.
She's no longer ruler with him.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
Each must have a separate covenant.
Amen.
One for the man.
Right.
One for the woman.
Amen, sir.
People say, you're too hard on the women. You're harder on the women than you are on the men. Well, in one sense of the speaking, that's the truth.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
Come on, sister. Because a man's body is not designed for deception.
That's right, amen.
Yours was.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't the man. It was the woman.
Right.
That's why her clothes, her hair, everything. Now, what happens when a woman bobs her hair there? She's entering by a demonic spirit into the male domain.
Right.
Trying to put herself up on equality back with her husband before the millennium.
Yeah.
When she puts on man's clothes, clothes that pertain to a man, what's she doing? By a demonic spirit, injecting herself into the male domain where she does not belong in this earth.
Yeah, amen. That's right.
That's why, sisters, he can make a statement that if you don't obey your husband, you're not a Christian.
Right.
Glory to God. Jesus, help me get out of this one, Lord.
Amen.
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 Let me close on this part for us. Paragraph 202, he said, now you see, after the beginning, something else was introduced. Now, this is going to shock you. Are you tired?
No.
He says, then when the double covenant was made by men and women through sex, another covenant altogether, not the original
right.
covenant, but another covenant.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Now what's introduced? Polygamy and all. After the beginning, polygamy was introduced both in man and in beast.
Right.
After the fall.
Right. Amen.
Oh, Brother Mark. Glory to God. Well, when are we going to start getting some more women, my friend? That's not legal in this country.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Polygamy is not legal in our country.
Right.
Amen.
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 Now, don't get all scared to death because some hair-brained preacher run off of the truth.
Right.
I saw some of y'all scared to death on marriage and divorce because some knot-headed preacher takes some quotes and try to put them together because he's absolutely eat up with lust and wanted more than one woman.
Right.
But that don't change the truth of what God's prophet said.
Right.
Now, after the beginning, what did he introduce? You look out now and you see one bug, a whole bunch of doves.
That's right, amen.
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 Right?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Buck. You try to get you a bunch of doves in your house, somebody's going to throw you in jail.
Right. Right.
Amen. Because it's not legal in these days.
That's right.
Well, that's what he said.
Amen.
Right.
But the devil covenant introduced it. Now, the woman cannot have a whole bunch of men.
Amen. Right. Amen.
But after this, we see a David, a Solomon, and Abraham, and all of them that had different wives.
Right.
In the original, it was not so.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
But then after the woman did what she did, then that put her on a covenant separate from her husband. Husband, if Abraham looked out there and seen another woman, what about a Keturah whenever she had died, and he looked over there and seen the other woman, the Egyptian, Hagar, the bondswoman, and he just went mad.
Right.
It was legal in those days.
Right.
David had 500, Solomon 1,000.
Right.
It was legal in those days.
Right.
But not another one of them women could have another husband.
That's right. Amen. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Why? Their covenants were different. Because Satan used the woman. God put her on a basis to where she could have one husband.
Right.
Amen. But because she did this to the man, and God made a way to where that man had a little better covenant than she did.
Amen.
As far as better as the man's eyes looking at it.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it wasn't him that done it. It was her.
Right.
I guarantee you, I'll be toiled when this thing gets out warm. But that's okay. Since I'm ready to post, I ain't too much worried about it.
Right.
See, you're looking at one of the third men afraid of nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody hardened. Nobody keep quiet.
Right now.
Did you pray, Brother Hunter, what Jeffersonville said? Jeffersonville in my headquarters.
Amen. Right.
Did you pray what Tucson was saying? Not too much worried about it.
Right. Amen.
I am worried about this.
Yes, sir.
That's
right.
Amen.
Right.
Then what? What happens? After the beginning, God now secondarily sets a new nature. God by sex. God created the first without sex. Now it's another covenant with nature. With nature.
Amen.
Another covenant with nature.
Amen.
He sets in another order. Second covenant, one male, many females.
Right.
Now, in our day, my friend, we are not going around looking for a bunch of harem of women. But yet, because of the polygamy law, the prophet in Matthew 5, he said, now for another scripture to prove this idea of one and many.
Yeah.
Matthew 5,
right.
32.
Uh-huh.
Right. Whosoever putteth away his wife, save for the cause of fornication, calleth her committed adultery.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So that a man, if the conditions are right,
yeah,
can remarry.
Right. Yes, sir.
But not the woman.
Right.
Why? Different covenant. Now listen, friend. I know some of you women sitting here have been married two or three times. Oh, thank God for a grace covenant that was given then to marriage and divorce.
Amen.
Don't let the devil beat you over the head now. If you did those things in ignorance, praise be to God. Let the grace of God shine on your heart and go on with it.
Right.
Amen. Thank God for grace.
Amen.
Not just the women that need it, brother. There's a lot of men need it too.
Amen.
So then we see two schools. The woman made for deception. Before the fall, after the fall.
Yeah.
Now, under covenant.
Right.
Amen. Let's stand together. We'll finish it tomorrow. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight, Father, for your precious word. Lord, I know that a service like this doesn't make us rejoice and shout, but, oh, Father, it ought to liberate us from traditions of man. Lord, and for some here tonight that have been mixed up in their marriages and things in past years, and Lord, I pray, Jesus, that you would help them, Father, to see that to the elected of the hour there's been a grace provision under the revelation of a prophet of God given out on the mountain in Arizona. When a funnel cloud, come down upon Finger Rock, and even the schools let out as you were giving your prophet this revelation of marriage and divorce. And the cloud going up and down, up and down, up and down, a circling of light upon the mountain. Oh, Lamb of God. How thankful we are tonight, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father, that you'd help each of us. Lord, I pray for our sisters. I know, Lord, in dealing with this, that Satan many times he tries to take it and beat them over the head. But, Father, they're not the ones he's talking about. He's talking about immoral women. Lord, these sisters, some of them here tonight, they're really born again. They don't want to do wrong. They don't want to be a tool in the hands of the devil. Lord, I pray that you'd help them. Lord God, what a great position they have, that they can stand in this day and overcome the powers of hell. For it's not only against the man, Father, but oh, how Satan really probes at the woman. And yet, Lord Jesus, even many of them, after they quit cutting their hair and all those things, yet they come inside the message, and the prophet said sometimes it becomes a thing of pride to them. They look at their long hair and think it's prettier. They look at their dresses and see how they're dressed. They get God, even in spite of that, their son is really born again. Lord, they don't want to do wrong. They don't want to be cheese on a mousetrap. Oh, God. But they want to be just potter, in the clay in the hands of the potter, to be molded to a life of service. Lord Jesus, we're grateful for your truth.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we're thankful for the revelation of marriage and divorce.
Amen.
To many people, it's only brought more confusion. But Lord, I believe to the real people of God, it brings light.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I pray that you'd help us tonight, Father. I'm certainly not trying to introduce a polygamy doctrine, a false teaching. But there is a truth laying there, Father, a revelation of it. But we know polygamy is not legal in our day. We're certainly not desiring a whole bunch of women. But yet, Father, we see there's one thing we do desire, is to walk with you.
Amen.
And Lord Jesus, we know that those who call for the truth of this hour, Lord, there's a deep down inside of us, a deep a call, a pull for us from God. Lord Jesus, may your great word unfold itself in our hearts. We need you so much, Lord. We need you more than ever before. I pray for our young girls, our young women, our old women. Help each one of them, Father, that they can get in their place and stay right there. Be a real helpmate to their husband, a son of God. Lord, if a woman can be pretty and hold herself and give her beauty to her husband and give her love and her affections and all to her husband, certainly nothing wrong with that, Lord. But yet so many that's pretty, Father, Satan uses it for such a snare. They think they're pretty and they go to use it for someone else. Oh, Jesus, help our sisters, Father. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We want to serve you. Hallelujah. Be it unto me according to thy word. Sisters, also you brothers, that you can be a real son of God. Thank you. that we can bring forth the manifestation of the word promised for this hour. I pray, Lord Jesus, you would help each of us tonight, that we can take the word of God as it's been spoken in this day. And let it become more than a book and a tape, Father. But let it become a living reality in our hearts. Lord Jesus, we want to serve you. Oh God, help us, I pray. Help us, I pray, Father. Just read today where your prophet said, you so arranged your program that it evolves around us. And if we're not in our place and doing our part, then it messes up the program of God. Also read, Lord, where he said, one day when it's all over, we'll step back in eternity where we was. For before there was a world, he said, we was. Oh God, we love you, Jesus. Mold us to your image, Father. Thank you for the truth of marriage and divorce. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Obedient to me, according to thy word, according to thy word. O Lord, I pray, be it unto me. Finish up if we can. I want you to come just to expect the Lord to speak to hearts. If you've got a marriage and divorce book and you'd like to bring it with you, or you can read along with me. It's in a reprint. If you'd like to bring it where you can kind of follow me along, while I'd like to be reading some more quotes out of that and some others. Amen. Don't you appreciate the truth?
Amen.
Oh my. The Holy Ghost ain't afraid of truth, friend. It's tradition that makes you afraid.
Amen.
Tradition. It's not the Holy Ghost.
Right.
The Holy Ghost loves the gospel.
Amen.
He loves the truth.
Amen.
Brother Neil wants to meet with the people who would like to type for the Eagle Computing after the service downstairs. Anyone who can type at least 20 hours a week as well. Come on, try to put the rest of the message on the computer disk. So if you want to do that, you can meet Brother Neil downstairs in one of the big rooms downstairs. I'd also like to meet with the trustees after the service. If we could, for just a few minutes, brothers. God bless you. Dismiss in the name of the Lord.
Obedient unto me, according to thy word, according to thy word. Oh, Lord, I pray, be it unto me, according
Thank you.